morning. This is 90.5 WKAR, and you're listening to Diggin' On from Lansing jazz musician Phil Denny. Phil Denny joins me here in the studio now. Earlier this morning, we told you about the Lansing Jazz Fest in Old Town this weekend, and Phil has his own concert coming up a week from tomorrow. It's called Phil Denny's Armory Smooth Jazz Fete, and that's an important distinction there, Phil. Good morning.
That's right. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Fete, so that's the French word. I'm wondering if you have maybe sort of a New Orleans style of jazz coming up in a week.
Not so much. Really, Fete, I think, locally really help to diversify what we're trying to accomplish with the Armory Smooth Jazz Fete, you know, to differentiate between the spoken Lansing Jazz Festival and, of course, the East Lansing Summer Solstice Jazz Festival.
Again, as we said, we have the Lansing Jazz Fest tonight and tomorrow, and then your event. Why do you think this area in particular just has so many jazz lovers? I mean, it's such a great crossover genre, but why such a thirst for it here in this area?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. I think, you know, in my travels, I always say, you know, I come from a university town, and we have such a great program here at Michigan State. And, you know, I think the appreciation and the awareness of jazz music back many years. So I think, you know, there's a lot of people for that reason here in the area. But then also, you know, we're in the heart of our Mitten State, you know, so a lot of people, I think, tend to think like, you know, if they're traveling, that Lansing, you know, could or should be a destination for live music. And of course, jazz falls into that category.
Now, of course, our audience can't see this, but you are sporting a black Phil Denny Armory. I know you're showing it to me. They can't see it, Phil, but trust me, it's out there, okay? It says Armory on Marshall Street. So the venue is interesting, the old Marshall Street Armory. Why hold it there?
You know, the Armory has such a deep history dating back to the 1920s. And, you know, just years ago, the Gillespie Group came through and did an amazing job remodeling the building, the property. And, you know, it once served multiple purposes in addition to the National Guard, you know, that trained there and so forth. Like I said, dating back to the 1920s. But, you know, it's conveniently located. It's got great access to parking. You know, we're seeing people coming from all over the state of Michigan from both east and west. So, you know, coming off of our freeways and expressways, it's certainly convenient. But more importantly, it's also being, you know, labeled as a new and engaging festival as part of an east side community that really is on the up and up.
Very good. Let's talk about some of the artists you have taking part in this. In addition to yourself, your lineup has six or seven folks. Peter White is one of them.
Yeah, Peter White, he's a friend of mine, somebody that, you know, as a young person I looked up to, I listened to, I practiced to on my CD changer, and it's just great to be able to call Peter a friend at this point. I've had the opportunity to play several shows with him over the last couple of years, and you know, I just picked up the phone and said, hey, I'm looking to throw a big smooth jazz fete, essentially a music party with a lot of my friends, and I'm looking to make it an annual thing, and I think someone like yourself would be great to have on the bill. And he delivers a great show. He's got a great history. He's also well known for his 20-year collaboration with Al Stewart. And then he found his way into smooth jazz after falling in love with, you know, Motown, R&B, and the Isley Brothers, so...
How can you live in Michigan and not love Motown, right?
That's right, yeah. Peter will come from L.A. for this performance, but how can you not love Motown? That's right.
Well, there you go. A couple other folks, too. Marcus Anderson and Michael Manson. Tell me a bit about those two gentlemen.
Yeah,
as well.
Marcus Anderson, a great friend of mine, a fellow saxophonist, making very big waves as an independent artist in his own right, but he also got a lot of and gained a lot of respect for touring with Prince and the New Power Generation. He's done some work with CeeLo Green, Liv Warfield. You've seen him on some of the late shows. A very high energy saxophonist. You mentioned Michael Manson, who's a great bassist traveling in from Chicago, who is an educator. He did a lot of work with George Duke, the late great George Duke. So I'm very excited to have him. We also have Farnell Newton traveling in from Oregon, who's a great trumpet player, graduated from the Oberlin Conservatory of Music, toured with Jill Scott, Bootsy Collins, so many others, brings a lot of funk and even the straight ahead jazz as well. I met Daryl Black last year in Sacramento, California, and he is a great vocalist, multi-instrumentalist. Some of your listeners and our viewers may recognize him from season two of The X Factor.
Yep.
And then from Detroit, El Renee, who sings background vocals for the Motown recording artist Kim. She's my special guest. I'm really excited to have her as well.
Very good. Very good. I think you've talked about this a little bit here, Phil, but why is jazz so timeless and popular? I mean, people talk about it commonly as really the one true American genre.
That's right. You know, it's I think a music language that, you know, really touches a lot of different people, a lot of different demographics. You know, and with the Smooth Jazz Fest, what we're trying to do is expose people to, you know, a newer sound, a newer style of jazz music. You know, this big umbrella that we call jazz really encompasses a lot of different jazz idioms. And there's a lot of people here in the state and folks that are willing to travel to new destinations. And when people say, you know, why a Smooth Jazz Fest? Why another festival? I think a great answer is why not? It's a great time in our state to experience new things, and Lansing is a great place to do that.
You know, it's interesting. We're having this conversation now, not just in conjunction with the Lansing Jazz Fest and then with yours. Today happens to be the birthday of Louis Armstrong. And then on the 12th, when you have your Lansing Jazz Fete, is the birthday of Pat Metheny. So a couple of jazz giants.
For sure. Absolutely. Yes. Yep. Pat Metheny, great guitarist. And then also just a shout out to the great Chuck Loeb, who recently passed away. So.
Absolutely, absolutely. Where can people buy tickets for the Smooth Jazz Phil Denny Armory Fete?
Yes, so the Armory Smooth Jazz Fete, all things Fete can be found at smoothjazzfete.com. We're very active on social media, at Smooth Jazz Fete on Instagram and Twitter. You can also find additional information at PhilDenny.com. But tickets are at this point general admission. They're $35. Our VIP is sold out at this point, but we're expecting a very large crowd, a very large showing, a very supportive showing for our first and inaugural year. So we're very excited to announce that.
Now, this is an outdoor festival, so you'll have the Marshall Street Armory as the backdrop. So that tells me people should bring chairs or blankets, maybe?
That's correct. It's an all-day outdoor festival. Again, we have 7 featured artists over the course of a 9-hour day. General admission ticket holders, grab a comfortable chair or blanket, come hang out with us. We've got 3 food trucks, beer, wine, and more. We've got a small artist oasis where we'll feature some local artists, Julian Van Dyke, Kimberly Levon, and some other great local artists as well.
Very good. If you like jazz, this weekend is the Lansing Jazz Fest, and then next weekend, Phil Denny's Armory Smooth Jazz Fete. It's a cornucopia of jazz. Phil, we appreciate you being here. Thanks a lot. Best of luck with this concert.
Thank you very much.
It's 8:51. I'm Kevin Lavery. You're listening to Morning Edition here on 90.5 WKAR. The Marketplace Morning Report is up next.